speak. A little girl who never smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all.
Right, don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, with you on another Jumbo Braille program here on the Thursday night program here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one. We'd be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer requests, prayer praises tonight, as we have once again Dr. Doug Quick in the house, and we are looking to hear from him a good praise report on his wife as they had last week taken off for her surgery, for her spinal surgery. So we're looking to hear a good praise report from him coming tonight. But first, Sister Ruth, who do we have with us tonight?
Well, of course, we have God, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels, which we always love and treasure, and they're always with us. We have you, Sister Emily, of course, Brother Quick, and just little old me.
All right. Well, we'll start off with Emily. What do you got for us tonight?
I would be funny with what Ruth said when you asked her who you had with us tonight, but I'll behave on the grounds I don't want to get a call from Boss Man or Princess Nikhil, I'll behave.
All right.
And I don't want to get in hot water with Brother Quick either.
All right. So what do you got for us anyway?
Normal for our first responders, for our government, for anybody that's lost people due to the COVID. Also for my step-cousin Myla and I, we just 2 days after Thanksgiving lost my ex-stepdad. And also for everybody in nursing homes anywhere they are.
And also, of course, your mom. We don't want to forget her.
Yeah. That's why I said anybody in nursing homes anywhere, wherever they might be. That
yeah, well, I knew I knew she'd be a special request, though, Emily. So, all right. And then, of course, there's our blind ministry.
That whoop me.
Right, and especially our blind ministry, the need for a bus, our need for the funds for our website, and, of course, the furtherance of the gospel, lost souls in general, and, of course, continued prayer for Sister and Brother Quick. And do you got anything, Sister Ruth?
Well, I'm not feeling good myself. I've been having dizzy spells for quite a bit of time here. I'm not going to the hospital, but I am going to probably cancel the appointment I have for tomorrow and may go to the hospital then. I'll have to see. Right now, I just need some sleep. So I'm looking forward to Brother Quick, though. I always love to hear him speak. And everything everybody else said, I'm praying for those folks, too.
Amen. All right. If there's nothing else.
Kenny.
Yeah.
I don't know if Brother Quick knows about the prayers you reported on my behalf.
Well, I think he already knows about your housing, but we'll just say again that you've finally got yourself into a good apartment, so that is a praise report.
Also, I do have a praise report. Tonight, I was able to lead somebody to God.
Ooh, there we
go. That's
something
to praise God too, amen.
Right in my building.
Hello.
The young man was talking suicidal things, and I was able to show him in God's Word where it talks about we shouldn't be dwelling on things like that, and he turned his life over to Christ.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is a praise report.
Well, that's enough to shout all night about, yeah.
Amen.
I'm telling you what's the truth. This is Mrs. Quick. And I've been waiting and waiting to talk to y'all because I have definitely got a praise report.
Go ahead, Sister Quick.
I want to thank everyone for your prayers. You have made my day. You've made my doctor's day. I talked to the doctor and told him that y'all was praying for him, and he was beside himself. And I told him, I said, you got thousands of people praying for you. And he was just, he lit up like a Christmas tree. And the Lord just helped us big time. And I just can't thank you enough for all your prayers on my behalf. Just keep continuing to pray for me. You know, I've got a long recovery, but I've got a good, I got a good doctor in the house, and I got a, and he's also my nurse. So, you know, maybe you can catch that. I got the best of two worlds here. Lord has been good to us. He's still recovering from his shoulder surgery, so I'm doing my best to help him. And then I'm recovering from my back surgery, and he's doing his best to help me. So we're in the best of two worlds there. God is good all the time, and thank you all so much for your prayers.
Amen. Okay, if there's nothing else,
We have Sister Lila. Just come on.
Okay, well, then we'll get and see what she's got in the way of prayer requests, prayer praises.
All right. Kenny, ask her to keep her volume down tonight. Also be praying for me because I got a nasty migraine again.
Okay.
Miss Mary Wolfgang, I do have some prayer requests. If you could do this for me and the people here. One is for Sister Heather. not doing really good. Me and the other residents and Sister Lisa, not feeling good at all, and Mama Vanessa and all the staff and all the rescuers and Sister Emily. And
okay.
I mean, in Barnum family.
All righty. Well, with that, we're going to turn the floor over to Brother Quick so he can pray for us and give us a good message that God has given him. Amen.
I didn't want to interrupt, but I also pray for Six. He didn't say anything was wrong with him. I just think he's got a lot of responsibility on his shoulders. Just pray that the Lord helps.
Amen.
All right. Well, it's very good to be back with y'all again this night. And Miss Quick, she gave me a good run for my money, I want you to know. She went in, and the doctor came in to see us just the day before the surgery. And Miss Quick just led into him and just went to witnessing to him. And, I mean, he lit up. I mean, good night. You'd have thought it was some kind of a beam. And came back in the room, and he grabbed her hand and shook her hand. And he says, "Miss Quick, I am just so glad to hear you say that tonight or today. You have just made my day." And so it was just good to hear him talk that way. I mean, he's a world-known surgeon. And in my opinion, he's probably the best. At least he's the best that's ever worked on me. And we're just privileged to be able to go to a doctor like that.
Amen.
And so many of his nurses are born-again people, and they're not afraid to talk about the Lord. And it's just such a good breath of fresh air to be around them. We just don't get in there very much, and we're glad that we don't get in there very much, that's for sure. Well, let's pray for these requests that have been brought to us this night, and then I'm going to open the Word of God, and we're going to preach just for a few moments. Our Father, thank you so very much for giving us these moments together one more time. Thank you for Miss Emily and for the fact that she's asking for you to be with first responders and for those with the COVID. And she has some relative by the name of Myla, and for her mom and for the nursing home, those that work there. We're just asking that you just minister accordingly, according to your sweet will with each one of these. And then for Miss Ruth, we don't never like to hear of someone like her having dizzy spells. And if she's got a doctor's appointment, I would ask that you just help her to keep that, because she needs to get some help, that's for sure, and a doctor can most definitely give her that help. And then for Miss Emily, for that praise report that she gave, how she lit up Miss Quick, she lit me up, and I'm sure she's lit up hundreds of other ones around when she is told how she led one to Christ this afternoon. And that is always such a good report to get. And Miss Lila, for those residents where she's living, and for the staff there, and as for Brother Six, we know that he's got a lot of responsibility on him, and we're just asking that you just minister unto him, even this night, that you just touch him in a special way and help him to understand that most assuredly we pray for him every day, because we're just so privileged to be a part of this radio ministry. And so we're just asking now you just be with Brother Ken and for the bus that he's still asking you for, and for the lost blind that he wants to be able to get out and tell the story of Christ too. And we're just asking you to minister unto him and help him. And I'm asking that you just touch the hearts of those that are listening this night that could indeed help him with the monies that he's needing for different parts of the ministry that he's asked about this night. Now, Lord, I'm asking that you just be with me this night. I want to do nothing more than the same thing that I have pled with you for nearly 50 years, just to be your mouthpiece. That's all I can be. And I would plead with you that you just minister unto me, even as I preach the word of God this night. Now, Lord, we're just privileged to be a child of God, to know that our sins have been washed under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to know about the fresh filling of your Spirit. And so we're just asking now that you just minister unto us, and that you would touch those that are listening this night and minister unto their needs according to your own sweet and wonderful will. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you for all you do. For it's in Jesus' name that I ask this. Amen. All right. If you have a Bible and are able to open it up, I'm asking that you would open that to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. All I have ever used in nearly 50 years of preaching the Word of God is the Authorized AD 1611 King James Bible, because that is the very Word of God that the Lord has given to American people, English-speaking people all across this world today. And so I'm asking that you just pay attention to what the Spirit of God will speak to your heart about as I open the Word of God and begin to expound on some truths that the Lord has given me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 16 says these words. Now listen closely. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Now, has it ever dawned on you, I would hope that it has dawned on you, that the only people in all of the world that can know anything at all about joy are those of us who know Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. That's where joy begins, is when we know Christ and the Spirit of God takes up residence within us and he brings that joy to us to help us in our daily walk and our daily ministry onto those things that the Lord has given us. Now, daily rejoicing is a very strong possibility for every saved individual. For those of you who have never trusted Christ to save you, you don't know the first thing about joy. Oh, you know what it means to be happy, but you know what happiness comes. Happiness comes through happenstance. You can be happy one minute and heartbroken the next, because that's all you would know without knowing Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior. But you see, it takes being saved by the marvelous grace of God to understand the possibilities of rejoicing. Now, Luke chapter 10, let me just give you some verses of scripture as I go through this this evening. Luke chapter 10, Jesus was speaking to his disciples. Listen to what he says. He says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That's the key to learning what it means to rejoice, knowing that your name is written in heaven and you're covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. That's the only way that you know that. And Peter gave us another verse of scripture, and listen to this. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 8. Listen to these words that God penned through the Apostle Peter. He said, whom having not seen, ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Every child of God who has known, has come to know Christ as their own personal Lord and Savior, we can get so joyful. And I've had different ones around the world as we traveled, and I preached, they said, how can you be so happy? And I've always said, well, it's not happiness that you're seeing, it's joy. Well, explain that to me. And I said, no, I cannot explain it to you, because the joy that God has given me is unspeakable. I cannot explain it to anyone. It is that full joy that God gives me in my soul, and he gives it to every saved person also. Amen. Take note of verse number 16. It says, rejoice evermore. Now, the word evermore means, really, at all times. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice at all times. Let me give you just a little bit deeper meaning on this. It not only means rejoice at all times, it means rejoice in all places. Wherever you find yourself every day, that's where you are to be finding yourself rejoicing before God. Now, the word rejoice, this is a very powerful word. You notice that it begins with the prefix re, R-E. You know what that means, don't you? That means that again, it means another case of it on the way. Rejoice. You see, joy comes through rejoice. It means to put this, well, let me just tell you this. To put this completed word together brings about the meaning of putting joy on top of joy. You know what it means to have joy on top of joy? Oh, hallelujah. That's when you'll find yourself standing up and giving praise reports that you didn't even plan on giving. But it's the fact that there's joy on top of joy within you, and you cannot help but stand up and speak for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what rejoice is all about. Joy on top of joy. Do you remember that moment when you trusted Christ to save your soul? Do you remember that moment?
Amen.
Oh, listen, I'll never forget that. I will never, as long as I live, forget that. There was something very good that took place. Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. Listen to these words. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is, present tense, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, present tense. Behold, all things are become new, present tense. This change takes place immediately. When we trust Christ to save our soul, we will find ourselves being a new creature right then. We'll find that all old things are passing away right then. We'll find that all things are become new right then. We're in the fact of living a brand new life. And that's what it means. That's exactly what it means to come to know Christ as our own personal Lord and Savior. Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, listen to these words. Wherefore, come up from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Ooh, hallelujah. You talk about a change taking place when somebody trusts Christ to save their soul. There's a big-time change that takes place. It's the fact that they've become a brand-new creature, something they could not even begin to dream up on their own. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what takes place when God saves us. Just thinking about that time when Jesus saved us will positively bring about to each one of us a rejoicing or a joy on top of joy taking place in our soul. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, that's verse number 16. Rejoice evermore. That means rejoice at all times. That means rejoice in all places. Wherever you find yourself, rejoice. And those that do not know Christ, they don't know the first thing that I'm talking about right now. All they know about is happiness. And happiness will let you down in a flash. I'm here to tell you, it'll let you down in a flash. But joy, you can be in the midst of the worst storm of your life, and you'll find yourself sitting there full of joy coming from the Lord God himself. Well, look at verse number 17. Pray without ceasing. Ooh, hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. The nature of praying unto God brings one into a state of worship, just like the nature of rejoicing brings us into a state of worship before God. Hallelujah. The fact of rejoicing and praying unto God brings us to adore our God for all he has done for each one of us. Amen and amen. Here, the Apostle Paul has referred to the frequent acts of praying. Pray without ceasing, he says. Well, you see, the Apostle Paul used this because of his continual praying for others. Philippians chapter 1. And verse number 3 and 4, listen to this. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. You see, the Apostle Paul knew what it was like to pray for those around him. Well, there's another verse of scripture, Romans chapter 1 and verse number 9. Listen to this. Paul said, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit and the spirit of his son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Hallelujah. You see, the Apostle Paul was the great apostle. He was the great preacher of his day. He knew what it meant to pray for others. There's another verse of scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1 says this. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. I could go and I could read different scriptures all over the place. In the Word of God, Paul said he was praying all the time praying, all the time praying. Hallelujah. What a way to go in life. Praying for others around us. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Let me say a couple of things right here. Let me slow down just for a moment. You see, we are all guilty of this. We are all guilty of stopping our praying way too soon. We are all guilty of quitting to believe God for an answer for needed, that which needs to be taken place in our lives and in those lives around us. There is no record of earnest prayer, praying, taking place for Saul of Tarsus. But I'm sure that there was a good number of them around praying for him. Amen and amen. You see, it was Saul of Tarsus that ordered the death of Stephen. Acts chapter 7, listen to these verse, these words. Listen to it now. Acts chapter 7, verse number 58. And cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. Saul became that awful source of pain and suffering to Christians everywhere that he went. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. In Acts chapter 8, verse number 1, the first part of that, and Saul was consenting unto his death, talking about the Deacon Stephen. And then verse number 3 says, as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. You see, Saul of Tarsus had a whole lot of blood on his hands. Every time that he killed a Christian, he believed in all of his heart that he was doing God a big time favor. Amen. He just felt like he was serving God doing that. Oh, listen to me now. Listen to me. Pray without ceasing. Well, listen, that's just the start of it. That's just the very
start.
Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Verse 16. Verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Well, what about that? Look at verse number 18. Are you still with me? I hope you are. Verse number 18's got something to say to us now. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What about that? I want you to know the common denominator between each of verse 16, verse 17, and verse 18 is no stopping point for Christianity. Listen to me now. Verse 16 says that we are to know real joy. Verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. That means there's going to be joy on our plate every day, every night, all day long, and all night long, because we know Christ as our own personal Lord and Savior. Well, verse number 17 speaks of knowing answered prayer. It says, pray without ceasing. Why would anybody want to pray without ceasing when they don't get any answers? Nobody wants to. Amen and amen. Nobody wants to. But that's not what God's got in store for each one of us. We're to be praying without stopping. That's all there is to it. Verse number 18 speaks of being thankful for everything. Whoo, hallelujah. These verses bring about real proof of a real relationship with Christ. Only a real Christian knows real joy. Hello. Only a real Christian knows real joy. Hallelujah. Only a real Christian knows the real value of answered prayer. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Only a real Christian can be thankful for everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Only a Christian. Only those of us who know Christ as our own personal Lord and Savior. Only those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our own personal Savior can rejoice everywhere we go, every day, day in and day out. Those of us that know Christ as our own Lord and Savior, those of us that know Christ are those of us who pray without ceasing. Oh, right after God had called me to preach, my father was a pastor. He pastored and preached the Word of God for probably 42 or 43 years. But one of his preacher buddies found me, and he came to me and he says, Brother Quick, I hear tell God's called you to preach. I said, yes, sir, that's very true. He said, How's your prayer life? Well, I was just young in the Lord and hadn't been preaching all that long. And so I just went ahead and told him everybody that I prayed for and got all done. And I thought, well, I guess I got it all. And he looked at me and he said, Brother Quick, he says, I don't think you heard me. I said, pardon me, sir. And he said, I ask you, how's your prayer life? And I thought, I said, oh, well, yeah, I forgot. And I brought up a couple more names. And I got done. He looked at me and he said, Brother Quick, listen, I don't think you heard me. And the third time he said that, I looked at him and I said, sir, would you be so kind to tell me the answer that you're looking for? I'll be glad to tell you that answer. He says, I'm glad that you asked me. He says, I wanted to be able to tell you this. He said, when you get done praying, and he says, I'm glad that you're praying for so many people. And he says, I hope that you'll continue praying for them. But he said, when you get done praying, you need to just stay quiet and stay still. And I looked at him and I said, sir, why do I have to do that? He said, young man, I'll tell you why. You had your say with God. When you get done, you're to stay quiet and keep your mouth shut and listen, because it's God's turn to speak to you. And he stuck his hand out, and I shook hands with him. He said, I hope that you'll remember that most of the days of your ministry. Well, that was nearly 45, 46, 47 years ago. And to this day, to this night, I'm still doing that same thing. Oh, listen to me. I was a college student, and I knew that, and we had planted our first work, and God had blessed us just tremendously. But I knew it was time for us to leave, and I didn't know where to go. And I had a college professor that had talked with me, and I told him, I said, I know that there's a good school down in Kansas City, Missouri. And he said, what's the name of it? And I said, and I told him the name of it. And he said, oh, yes. He said, I know that school. He says, I know that faculty. He said, that is a very good school. He said, it'd be a good place for you to go. I said, well, thank you. And I just dropped it there. And one afternoon, I was in my office, and I just poured it out to the Lord. Lord, you blessed us here. I'm glad you put us here, and I'm glad you blessed us here. But I know it's time for us to move, and I don't know where to go. And I just shut right up. And it wasn't very long, and the Spirit of God said to me, Kansas City, Missouri. I about come on glued. I mean, I was real quiet. I was just praying, and just me and the Lord in the church building then. And I about come on glued, and I just raised up, and I says, Kansas City, Missouri. I don't know anybody in Kansas City, Missouri. I can't go there. And then I had to get back down and repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to have that outbreak. I'm sorry. I'm glad that you told me. But when I get home and I tell Miss Quick that, you're going to hear the same thing coming out of her. And so I got home, and I says, well, Mama, I know where God wants us to go. She said, where's that? I says, Kansas City, Missouri. And she said, Kansas City? We don't know anybody in Kansas City.
That's 800 miles from Mama.
That was 800 miles away from her mama. And then she had to stop and had to repent before God. And you know where God put us? Kansas City, Missouri. Amen. And God gave me one of the greatest and dearest pastors that I had ever known in all my days. He's now home with the Lord. And it wasn't long after we moved to Kansas City that God put us in his church. It was a large church, run about 1,300 people every Sunday. And after just a few months, Dr. Daly came to me and he said, son, as of the first of this year, this coming year, you're going to be on my staff. And I looked at him and I said, preacher, that's impossible. I'm just a kid in school. I don't know anything. Put his hand on my shoulder, and he started laughing, and he said, that's why you're going to be a part of my staff. I'm going to train you. and 3 afternoons every week, Dr. Daly and I went out door knocking. And he trained me like nobody else could have ever trained me. I mean, he just trained me. And he's still coming out of me. Amen. He's home with the Lord now. But Dr. Daly is still coming out of me. Every time I preach, I know that Brother Daly is still coming out of me. Amen. He sat right here in our living room right here in Waycross, Georgia, about twice, I think, as he was coming through. And, you know, when I first met him, Calvary Bible College in Kansas City, Missouri, at that time, that was a good sound school. And they had him to come in and be the guest speaker one afternoon. And I always sat way to the back of that auditorium. And every word that Dr. Daly preached, I'm not kidding you, every word that came out of his mouth, he was looking right straight at me. He didn't look at anybody else. He was looking right straight at me. And I asked him a dozen times at least, "Preacher, how was it, every word at me?" That was God doing that, wasn't it? And he would just laugh it off, just laugh it off. And finally, he was sitting here in our living room. And I said, "Preacher, I got one question I got to ask you." He said, "Well, ask me." I said, "I've asked you this before, but I got to have an answer." And he got a big smile on his face, and he says, "Ask me." I says, "You were preaching right at me that day that we first met at Calvary Bible College." And I told him the day. And he started laughing all over again. He laughed so hard he had to get his hanky out and wipe the tears out of his eyes. He just laughed and he laughed and he laughed and he laughed. And finally, when he got done laughing, he said, "Son, I'll answer that question for you. Please do." He said, "All right. Here's my answer. God works in mysterious ways, doesn't he?" And he laughed and he laughed and he laughed again. Oh, hallelujah. I'll never forget that laugh. Never heard anybody that could laugh as deep and as long as what Dr. Parker Daly could, but he could. Amen.
Yeah.
He sure could. Oh, listen. These verses bring about a real proof of a real relationship with Christ. Let me read them to you one more time. Verse 16. "Rejoice evermore." Verse 17, "Pray without ceasing." Verse 18, "In everything give thanks." Can you see that there is a line through these verses of Scripture? It's a line that keeps taking us right back to the same place. Amen. It's a line that lets us know this is real. Because this is coming from God. This is real. Rejoice evermore. Don't stop praying. And thank God every day for everything. Hallelujah. Oh, listen to me. You see, I mentioned Saul of Tarsus a few moments ago. And I know for a fact that there was some that was really praying for him. I know that. You see, Saul of Tarsus would never forget those last words of Stephen. When Stephen was about to leave this world and go home to be with the Lord, and he says, "I see the Lord Jesus on the right hand of the Father in heaven." Saul of Tarsus could never get away from those words. Saul of Tarsus was a member of the Sanhedrin. He certainly was. He was so strict, and he was a member of the Sanhedrin. That put him in town on the, I'll get it here in just a minute. Where's it at? He was in town on that day of Pentecost, and he heard Peter preach, and I'm sure that he was in a place where he could watch 3,000 Jews come to know Christ as their own Lord and Savior. He could never get away from that. That's why on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter number 9, all of a sudden, he has a head-on collision with God. All of a sudden, he's got a head-on collision with God. And God stopped him in his tracks. Oh, listen. As he journeyed, he came near to Damascus. He'd already been to the high priest. He'd already gotten letters of damnation because he was going after every Christian he could find to either kill him or put him in jail in Damascus. And as he journeyed, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Listen to this. Listen to these words now. And he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Here's the key to it right here. Saul of Tarsus, his first words back was this. Who art thou, Lord? He could not have called God Lord if he had not been conviction of the Spirit of God for some time, and he knew it was the Lord God in heaven speaking to him. Who art thou, Lord? He said in verse number 5. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Verse number 6, listen to these words. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Woo, hallelujah. That's proof right there that he knew Christ as his own Lord and Savior. You see, none of us can work ourselves to heaven. No, no. Not the first one of us can work ourselves to heaven. But every one of us who knows Christ as our personal Savior will work ourselves until we get to heaven. Amen and amen. That's just how it is. We work after God saves us, not before, because all of our works before are just shambles and dirt and filth in the eyes of God. Amen. You see what I'm saying here? There is a line going through these three verses of Scripture. Rejoice evermore, every day, everywhere you're at. Rejoice. And while you're rejoicing evermore, every day, wherever you're at, pray without stopping. What's he mean, pray without stopping? He means that there's a path for every child of God to walk, and every child of God needs to get some instruction from the Lord God himself on that walk that God has put us in. Amen, amen, and amen. God is the one that directs every step of our life. Oh, and then verse number 18. In everything, give thanks. That's not so easy to do. You know that? That is not so easy to do. When God called me to preach, my wife and I had been married about 7 years. And there come a Sunday when I went to church with my wife. I knew that God was dealing with my heart, fixing to call me to preach. I knew that. And that Saturday, I was walking in the church where we were visiting then. We knew the pastor. He'd been our home pastor a few years before that. And I was just nervous as a tomcat on a hot tin roof. I'm not kidding. And he came down. He was in his office studying. And he left his door wide open. So finally I thought, well, I got to see if I can get some kind of help. So I stepped into his office, and he looked up, and he says, well, Brother Doug, how you doing today? I said, I ain't doing too good. He said, what you talking about? I said, I just feel like God's fixing to call me to preach. And he looked at me with those stern eyes, and he said, if you stopped here looking for sympathy, you came to the wrong place. And he went back to study, and he wouldn't even look back up at me again. Well, that Sunday morning, during the altar call, Miss Quick and I both found ourselves in the altar, praying like little babies. We've been under conviction of the Spirit of God, and we were both there to give in to the Lord. And our pastor, he saw us come down there, and he saw how hard we were crying, and he got to laughing. Pretty soon he stepped over toward us, and he looked at me, and he says, Brother Doug, is there anything I can do to help you? And I was crying so hard, all I could do was just shake my head no. And that made him laugh all the more. Oh, hallelujah. But God called me to preach. And he knew that was coming. Amen. But you see, life has never been the same since. Hallelujah. It's never been the same since. Because God took up big time residence in our hearts. He became God all over again. Both of us knew Christ as our Lord and Savior. Both of us knew that. When we first married, both of us knew that. But this was a time of service. God was calling us to service. God was calling us to serve. And both of us were in the altar, and we had given in completely. No holds at all. We had come to the Lord. We said, here we are, Lord. Use us. And he's used us ever since. Amen. Oh, listen. You see, real Christians in the day of Saul of Tarsus, they knew the high cost of these things. When Saul of Tarsus would find a child of God, and he would begin to drill him and try to get him to turn their minds and their hearts away from God. And Saul of Tarsus could never find anybody to do that. And he would lock him up, or he would kill him, either way. And Saul of Tarsus could never get away from that. He could never get away from that. You see, they knew the cost of literal answered prayer. They knew the cost of their joy on top of joy. They knew the cost of being thankful every moment. They knew it. Well, do you know that? Do you know the cost? Do you know the privilege of walking with the Lord God's hand upon you? Do you know the privilege of knowing that your sins are cast behind God's back? God never turns around, by the way. Amen. Do you know the fact of your sins being gone, being removed from you as far as the east is from the west? You see, the north and the south, they come around to meet each other. You go north just so far, pretty soon you're going south. You go south just so far, pretty soon you're going north. But when you're going east, you can go east for 100 years and you're still going to be going east. You go west, it's the same thing. East and west never meet. And that's why the Word of God says that our sins have been cast away from us. They're as far away from us as the east is from the west. We'll never, ever have to deal with them again. Amen and amen. But do you know Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior? You've sat there and you've listened to me. Do you know that peace, that joy that only God can give when we come to know him as our own personal Lord and Savior? Have you ever got that yourself? Do you know for a fact that if you were to die right now, you'd be home to be with the Lord forever and ever. Do you know that?
Yes.
I know that. I know that. I've known that for 66 years. I've known that as a fact. My wife has known that as a fact. My dad knew that as a fact. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to me. You can know it as a fact, too. But it's going to take you bowing your head, your heart before God. It's going to take you just getting on your face before God and pleading with him to forgive you of your sin. It's going to take you asking the Lord God for Jesus to save your soul. And before you get done praying, you're going to know that there's been a change took place already, already, already. And it's a change that will stay there for as long as you live here. And for as long as eternity goes on, that change will still be there. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, listen, do you know Christ as your own personal Savior? Do you really know him? I would hope that you do. And if you do, I want to invite you to just stop now and thank him for exactly what he has done in your heart. If you don't know him, now is the time for you to surrender. Now is the time for you to say, Lord, here am I. Take me. Forgive me my sin. And help me to understand my salvation comes only through my trusting Christ as my Lord and Savior. Our Father, I'm asking even now in these moments that you would deal with our hearts, every heart that's heard me this night, that you would deal with every heart, that you would help each one of us to understand beyond a shadow of a doubt that we know Christ as our own Lord and Savior. Rejoice evermore. That's a continual rejoicing. Pray without ceasing. It's a continual prayer life. Then when we get through all that, then we get to verse number 18. And we read in verse number 18, in everything give thanks. Oh, all three of these verses of Scripture together, and they give us the same meaning all the way through. It's for real. It's for real. The Lord, just help us this night. Help us this night to trust you. And we'll thank you and we'll praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Ken.
Amen. And that was a good message there, Pastor Quick, of all how we need to rejoice evermore. Basically all three tying in with the same theme of doing it continuously. Amen. And it was a very good message. I enjoyed that very much and real good. And would encourage everybody to download this message, get it on your smartphone or tablet, and we'll tell you how to do that very shortly. But first off, Ruth, do we have anybody with us that would like to get to speak? But first off, Brother Quick, would you give your snail mail information?
I'm glad that you said that, Brother Ken. It's been a couple of weeks now since we've been able to be on here with the surgery of my wife and everything. Our snail mail address is 1122. That's 1122 Church Street, and that's Waycross, Georgia, 31501. The word Waycross, the name Waycross, is spelled capital WAYCROSS, Waycross, Georgia, 31501, and we're right here in the good old United States of America.
All right, Ruth, who do we have with us that may have any comments or questions on the message?
Okay, of course, we have you, and because we have Emily course, well, they're quick and me, so that's it.
Okay, Emily, do you got any questions or comments on the message?
No questions. All I got to say is, Brother Quick, quit throwing bricks from down your way. They hurt.
Amen.
I love this sermon. In fact, I took long notes, a big long bunch of stuff about the scriptures, so I'm going to reread this for probably a week.
Amen.
That's why I said he needs to quit throwing them bricks. They hurt.
Amen.
Because a couple times he threw a brick and boy, it busted me in the dome.
All right. But just to remind everybody, if they wish to get a copy of this so they could get the notes if they missed them, you could go to your smartphone or tablet and just go to your podcast section, enter Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O, click enter. When we pop up there, just click subscribe, and you'll have it, and you'll have tonight's message as well, and you can listen to it even this Saturday. Then, of course, if you have an Apple or Android device, you'll need to download iHeartRadio, the iHeartRadio app. Once you've done that, go to your iHeartRadio app. Then you use the same procedure, typing in Six Eyes Radio, click enter, and then once you've got us popped up there, click subscribe, and you'll have us on your Android or Apple device. If you wish to make a donation to the Six Eyes Radio Network, remember, it is free for you to listen to, but it is not cheap for us to keep on the air. We would appreciate a love gift from you, and you could go about doing that in several ways. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to PayPal, enter the email address, 6i6 at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6 at gmail.com. And if you are a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you. If you wish to send a check or money order, just contact Brother Six at his email address, 6i6 at gmail.com, and in your subject line, write donation information requested, and in the body of your email, just indicate that you're wishing to send a check or a monitor to the Six Eyes Radio Network and need the pay to and snail mail information for that check or money order. And God will richly bless you for your love gift. And as far as the Holiness Bibles for the Blind, if you wish to send a love gift there to help us with the finances that we are needing for our website, as well as if you wish to send a donation to help us get the bus that God, that we've been praying about, you can send that one of a couple ways. First off, you could go to our website, holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. That's H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for, F-O-R, theblind.org. Go straight down to the bottom of that page, and you can use our PayPal button, which allows you to use your credit card or PayPal account to send a donation, or you can send a check or money order to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, making that payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, A-S-H-T-A-B-U-L-A, Ohio, 44005. Again, sending it to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, Ohio, 44005, and that Ashtabula spelled A-S-H-T-A-B-U-L-A. And God will richly bless you, and we at Holiness Bibles for the Blind thank you very, very much. And also, if you wish to send an email to Brother Quick, instead of sending a snail mail, you could send it through my email, Feel and Touch King, F-E-A-L, letter N is Nancy, Touch, T-O-U-C-H, King, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, just write question or comment for Brother Quick. We will then take your message after you've typed it out in the body of your email. We will print that out, send it off to him, and then when he responds, we will take it, turn it into a PDF, and send you back his response via email. Amen. All right, Brother Quick, we're going to let you give us now a closing prayer, and we'll be out of here and invite everybody to tomorrow night's program, 9 p.m. with AJ and the squad. Amen.
Brother Quick?
Yes?
While Kenny was talking, I got a beep on my other line. We need to be praying for this one lady here in my building. She got mugged earlier tonight, and they had to send her out via ambulance to the hospital. I don't know her condition yet. All I know is one of the ladies last night when me and a friend of mine moved some stuff from Missionary Ken's garage last night after we came back up this way. Some guy asked me if I had a lighter so he could get a light, and I always carry one on me. And he asked me for a light, and then earlier tonight, the same man mugged a woman out of my building.
What is her name?
I don't know. I don't know who it was. All I know, it was one of the seniors out of my building.
Okay.
And we need to pray for Paul Phillip and Pete Peterson. They are criminals that need to get the Lord in their heart, so let's pray that they get saved.
What was those names again, Miss Ruth?
Paul Phillip and Pete Peterson.
And then I have an outspoken request.
Well, I'm going to throw this out there. I got a special one spoken for both you and Brother Quick.
Thank you very much, honey.
We love you, dear.
We love y'all, too.
And I second the motion. We'll pray for both of you, too.
Thank you very much. All right. If there's nothing else, and we'll close this in prayer. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given us together. Thank you for Brother Ken, his wife, for Miss Emily, Miss Lila, and I'm asking that you just minister unto each one according to your sweet and wonderful will. And we didn't hear anything from Brother Six, and Lord, you know we pray for him a whole lot. I don't know anything that he is faced with or anything like that. But I know that your hand is upon him. Plead with you that you just keep your hand upon him and strengthen him in these days. Now, Lord, I'm asking you just be with each one that heard us this night. And I'm convinced that there'll be those that did hear us tonight. They don't know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. I know that. I know that for a fact. And I would plead with you even now that your spirit would just continue to fall on their hearts and help them to understand the only way that they'll ever get any peace, the only way that they'll ever find anything that we know as joy is when they surrender to you, the Lord Jesus, to become their Lord and Savior. And Lord, I would plead with you that you just minister this night and help each one. Asking you to be with Brother Ken and the ministry of the blind, that you'd meet every need that they've got, and for Brother Six, that you'd meet every need that he has. And Lord, that's just how we pray for all of our prayer warriors. We want every need in every prayer warrior to be met. That's just how it is. And we know that you will meet those needs. And we're just so glad to know that you have met every need that we've got. And we're just thankful now that you'll be with us again until this next Thursday night at 9 o'clock. and be with each of these programs that go out at the times that they're supposed to be going out. And I'm asking that your hand would just continue to be upon this radio station, this radio network, that you'd be with Brother Ken, that you'd give him that wisdom needed, that you'd be with Brother Six, that you'd meet every need, and especially every financial need. And we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. Be with Miss Quick and her unspoken request and these other unspoken that some of them have not been said, mentioned this time around, but I know that there's still some there, and we're just continue to pray until we know that you've met every need. Now just be with us. We love you with all of our hearts, Lord. Thank you so very much for loving us with all of your heart. Just be with us now, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Good night.